because if it doesn't, there won't be a church left. We've got to fight. We can't afford to stand still. Just think of what Jude urges his readers in his third verse, to contend for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. If you don't fight for the truth, there won't be a church left. Now, as dramatic as that sounds, in the faithfulness and mercy of God, he raises up men who will safeguard the truth. But it is a clear imperative. Just think of the pastoral epistles and Paul saying to Titus in the appointing of elders that they must not only be able to teach sound doctrine to build up the church, but they must also be able to refute those who are in error. The greatest threat with heresy is that you lose sight of who the real God is and you lose sight of what the gospel is. And so if we don't combat that, well, the story of a number of denominations is that there is no good news. There's nothing to tell the world. God has been silenced, that the truth doesn't come out, and that the church is a church in name only and goes into terminal decline.